Cancel anytime. Restrictions apply. Details at DirectTVNow.com.
Did the NCAA make the right call in giving Kyle Kemp a sixth year of eligibility? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
I just envisioned myself putting myself in a position to possibly play this year in a backup role, but I didn't think I'd be taking over full time. But at the same time, I was prepared for it. You don't know, you know, going throughout the season what's going to happen, so I guess you just try to take it week by week.
Thanks for holding down the fort for me yesterday.
Of course.
While I was home under the weather.
Both literally and figuratively.
Although not as under the weather as all of the meteorologists expected us
to
be.
That's true.
I woke up, kind of reminded me of some of the Christmas mornings when I was a kid, where sometimes you'd look under the tree and the yield of presents wasn't quite what you expected it to be. I woke up this morning and I threw open the blinds, and I looked out. I said, that's it? Now, you got to be careful with that because there could be more snow on the way. The good news is they're not knocking my mailbox down, plowing the street, because it's already down.
I was going to say, because you don't have a mailbox, do you?
By the way, thank you to the folks at the United States Postal Service for continuing to deliver the mail, even though the mailbox is sitting in a snowbank next to the post. I didn't know. I thought maybe there was some sort of arcane regulation that would prevent them from doing that. Maybe there is. I'm probably getting somebody in trouble right now. Welcome in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. If you listened in yesterday, you knew that I was not here. Appreciate Alex and Kyle trying to entertain you guys and inform you guys for 3 hours. It's not the easiest thing to do, especially on short notice when you walk in the door. And did you find out from somebody else or did you find out from me when I sent you the text?
No, I found out from you.
Okay. It's always better to find out directly from the source as opposed to secondhand news, which was a fantastic Fleetwood Mac song. Nod to our friend Rick Swan across the hall in the other studio. Big show for you today. Dargan Southard of the Iowa City Press Citizen is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. Rick Heller and the Iowa baseball team met the media yesterday. We'll find out if there's any new developments. Although we had Rick on the program last week, and he shared some what I thought was rather interesting information with us. So we'll find out if there was anything else that's been decided over the first couple weeks of the baseball season. Practice is underway. Hawkeyes getting ready to open their season next week. Hard to believe baseball season's already here. College baseball season's
already here.
Yeah,
they get to go to Florida.
They get to go to Florida, and
even though it's Orlando, and I have expressed my viewpoint on Orlando several times, I bet it's a little bit warmer there than it is here.
Bobby Legesse from theLandOf10.com is going to be with us in hour number two tonight. We'll talk Hawkeye basketball and more with him. Iowa travels to number 14 Ohio State tomorrow, likely facing Big Ten Coach of the Year Chris Holtmann in the process. And then inside the big hour tonight, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be here. He'll join me. We'll speak with Tyler Barnes, who's the director of recruiting for the Iowa football program. Also happens to be the son-in-law of Kirk Ferentz, who's the head coach of the Hawkeyes. It's neither here nor there. Hawkeyes putting the finishing touches on the 2018 signing class earlier this week, and we'll get his thoughts on how life had to change for college football coaches and staff with this early signing period was the new signing period, but with the two different signing periods, just how much that affected life moving forward. It's Friday, so we'll get to Love It or Leave It as well. We've got the final $50 gift certificate from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, to give away. Listen for your chance to win that sometime between now and 5 o'clock. Look, it's Friday. It's the weekend. I'm not going to make you guys wait for it. I'll give it to you in the first hour. 319-366-1600, by the way, is the Hertine and Stocker text line. They're located at 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. The Winter Olympics are underway. Stumbled across mixed curling last night as I was surfing through the channels.
NBC Sports Network, right?
I believe that's what it was on.
I was watching that as well.
Doesn't hold the same sway for me as watching women's curling, but the Olympics are underway. The opening ceremony will air tonight, which is strange because they're already events are already underway in Pyeongchang.
Is it just me, or is it weird that we've already had a full day of Olympic coverage before the opening ceremonies? I know that events usually start, some events usually start before the opening ceremonies, but we got a full primetime airing of the Winter Olympics before the opening ceremony. I just find that a little bit strange. I don't remember that being the case in the past.
Was there a lot of buzz yesterday? I know the poll question yesterday had to do with the Winter Olympics. Was there a lot of buzz? Is Eastern Iowa,
Eastern Iowa
on the edge
is,
of its collective seat for the Winter Olympics?
It is a buzz. And we had a discussion, at least Kyle and I put forth the reason that I like the Winter Olympics more than the Summer Olympics, and I just said that those are sports that I can't do. I can run. I can kick a soccer ball. I can swim, but I can't jump off of a half pipe. And Cyclone Tim responded, "Well, yes, you can. You can jump off of a half pipe. It would be the landing that would suck for you."
I'm stealing this from somebody who's a lot wittier than I am on Twitter, but there was an article about how there was a little bit of a bug going around the Olympic Village.
Oh, no.
And the headline on the story was "Vomiting and Diarrhea Hit Olympics." And the Twitter user commented, "Finally, things I'm good at." Yeah, I could probably compete. Yesterday, I would have probably competed at least for a silver medal. 319-366-1600. By the way, I'm doing the show standing today.
I noticed that because I
feel like it.
I wasn't going to ask you why, but Welsh on the text line. So the mixed curling match last night. Do you remember what one of the participants from the U.S. team looked like?
Now, see, folks, when I say I'm watching something on TV, what I really mean is the TV is on in the background.
Okay, well,
for ambient noise, and unless something is really interesting to me, I may glance up at it every 45 seconds.
Welsh asks, was that Andy Reid on the USA curling team?
I saw that guy.
He looked just like Andy
Reid. I did see that guy. I don't know, maybe Andy's moonlighting. We've got a big story to get to today, not to bury the lead here amongst the idle chit-chat when the host returns to the program after a day of being absent, but the NCAA in its all-knowing, infinite, head-scratching wisdom, because you never know what to expect from the NCAA, has actually granted Iowa State quarterback Kyle Kemp a sixth year of eligibility, to which a lot of people around the country, and especially in the eastern part of the state of Iowa, are looking going, huh? But this is, it's not as Chris Williams, our friend from Cyclone Fanatic and KXNO Radio in Des Moines, has pointed out, this is not an Iowa-Iowa State. It doesn't have anything to do with Drew Ott. Everybody wants to point to Drew Ott and take up arms, and you may or may not recall the former Iowa defensive lineman trying to get another year of eligibility, and the NCAA denied him. It's an NCAA issue in my mind, because they're wildly inconsistent on who gets what.
Yes.
And that goes for punishment as well. You can get away with certain things at one school and get hammered for them another, but don't make this an Iowa-Iowa State issue. Make it an NCAA issue. Now, I've got no problem with this. Our poll question today, by the way, is just that. Did the NCAA make the right call in granting Kyle Kemp an extra year of eligibility? A big thank you to Emil's Hideaway for sponsoring the poll question. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast here in Cedar Rapids. I have no issue with this. And again, I like a kinder, gentler NCAA. You don't, you know, it's, it doesn't hurt anything to let these kids play, in my opinion. I don't think it would have hurt anything to let Drew Ott have another year of eligibility. And certainly when you look at Kyle Kemp and his career path, he started at Oregon State, and then Mike Riley left for Nebraska, so he transferred to a junior college. I believe it was Hutchinson Junior College in Kansas, as he describes it, the middle of nowhere. I've never been to Hutchinson, Kansas, but I've been to plenty of places that I would describe as the middle of nowhere. Doesn't play at all. They didn't think he could play. And Matt Campbell gets the job in Ames at Iowa State. Matt Campbell had recruited Kemp originally when he was the head coach at Toledo. Kemp is from, I believe, Massillon, Ohio, same hometown as Matt Campbell. And Matt Campbell says, I don't know whether Matt Campbell uses the word dude or not. I've been using the word dude more recently than I think I ever have in my life, makes me feel really probably out of touch.
You've been listening to Stephen A. Smith a lot.
Maybe it's subliminally. I went to high school with a guy whose nickname was Dude. It had nothing to do with the Big Lebowski. He just, dude. Dude this, dude that, dude all the time. We called him Dude. I have no idea whether Matt Campbell uses that word or not, but he basically said to Kyle Kemp, hey, I love you, man. We recruited you at Toledo. We don't have a scholarship for you. And Kyle Kemp says, I don't care. I'll walk on. And when you look last year, I mean, what a tremendous story. He starts at third or fourth string on the depth chart. They moved a quarterback to linebacker, and the linebacker was still technically ahead of him on the depth chart at quarterback, as was Zeb Noland for most of the season. And then Jacob Park has issues arise, and 4 days before Iowa State goes to Norman to take on a top-ranked Oklahoma team, and they hadn't beaten Oklahoma on the road since the early 60s. And he leads Iowa State to victory, and not only that, he's the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season, winds up leading Iowa State to victory. I'm sorry, Alex, I'm going to tear the scab open to victory over Memphis in the Liberty Bowl. This is big news for Iowa State. He's coming back next year. They no longer have a quarterback issue, or do they? 319-366-1600. I don't think they do.
I think they're going to have a competition. I really do, and I'll get to that during Love It or Leave It. I think this is far from settled, but it just gives them more depth at the quarterback position. And as multiple people have said, you can never have too many quarterbacks on your roster. But as far as Kyle Kemp is concerned, it is a great story that he was able to come in and be somewhat of a placeholder and help lead this team to where they believe they could get. They milked every ounce of success out of this season that they could with the talent that they had in front of them. And I know that they probably should have won that game at Kansas State. And if they did, we're looking at a 9-win season as opposed to an 8-win season. But Kyle Kemp was as good as he could be. Now, moving forward, I think they probably have a couple, or definitely one more talented quarterback on their roster, and it's going to be up to Matt Campbell to decide. But like I said, a little competition never hurt anybody, and we'll find out in the fall who the next quarterback is going to be, or if it's going to continue to be Kyle Kemp.
The NCAA is just, there's no rhyme or reason behind it, the decision-making. And I totally do. We've got the experts on the text line pointing out that the member institutions of the NCAA come together in their collective wisdom and make the rules. It's not Mark Emmert. It's not one individual. I get that. I totally understand that. Can I refer to that? Is that text-splaining? I know there's a term, mansplaining. Is that text-splaining when somebody on the text line explains something to me? Can I be
sure?
Can I be as offended as other people are when someone tries to start a dialogue with them and gets accused of mansplaining things? It's still frustrating to, and again, I like this decision. I'm all for it. And I wish the NCAA granted more of these. But this is almost kind of the exception to the norm. Anytime the story is it's in the hands of the NCAA, where's your mind automatically go? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no. We asked John Walters, we asked people around that program, and they said it was, quote, a long shot. Almost all of them.
Well, Kyle Kemp's ship came in today, as did Iowa State's. He's going to be back in Ames next season. And for a team that many people think can compete for a Big 12 championship next year, that's not bad news. 319-366-1600, did the NCAA make the right call? Want to hear from you today. Speaking of calling, you can do just that. Pick up the phone and give us a shout. 319-366-1600. Big story yesterday, I'm sure you guys touched on, Jimmy Garoppolo.
We did. Getting paid
by the San Francisco 49ers after seven starts. There's no way that backfires, right? There's no way paying someone for an extremely small sample size.
He's the highest paid player in the NFL now for seven starts.
Led to a controversy in Boston that we will get to on Love It or Leave It, but it's too good to pass up here. A listener to a sports radio station in Boston, WEEI, which I believe is the flagship station for pretty much everything in Boston, but it's the sports station that usually gets cited most often. A caller decided to pretend to be Tom Brady's agent and called in to a show there and said that Brady was going to hold out of all team activities over the offseason until he was paid more than Garoppolo. And not only that, but the same caller then impersonates Brady's representative and winds up reaching out to a writer at the Boston Herald. And the Boston Herald writer buys it hook, line, and sinker, and they've got a front page story. Tom Brady is upset that Jimmy Garoppolo is making more money than him, and he's not going to be participating in any fake news, literally. So somebody just called in, pardon me if somebody calls in to the show in the future claiming to be Neil Kornrich with a story about Kirk Ferentz not being happy that he's not the highest paid coach in the Big Ten. And, I mean, that's what that would be like. And then that person would also email Mark Morehouse pretending to be Neil Kornrich. And instead of Morehouse, you know, realizing it's not really Neil Kornrich, he'd write a story about it. I mean, that's crazy, right?
Yes, it is.
2018, man. Again, I say this all the time. Nothing that happens at this point will get me to raise my eyebrow. I just say, okay, yeah, whatever. You used a sports radio show to set up an elaborate troll of a sports writer, and he bought it. And people are free. All the Patriots fans are freaking out. Fake news.
So it doesn't surprise you that somebody called into a radio station and the radio station took that person's word that they were who they said they were in regards to being the agent of the most famous person in the city?
Yeah, because, you know, why wouldn't they just happen to be listening? I mean, I would be extremely incredulous.
Yeah.
That's like doing a segment on this right now and having somebody call in and say, hey, it's Jimmy Garoppolo. I want to call in and set the...
Really, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or we're doing a segment talking about Kirk Ferentz and Iowa football or something like that, and then the phone rings and it's Kirk Ferentz. Yeah, sure.
See, here's the...
As much as I like to believe those guys are listening to the program, they have other people listen for them.
I'm going to toot my own horn here for a second. This is where I think the integrity of KGYM would come in on this story. This actually happened. Kirk Ferentz's people called us one time. Called me when I was the producer.
I want to have people.
On that side of the glass, over where uh-huh. Kyle is sitting. And said, hey, Kirk Ferentz wants to be on the show. Would you like to have him on?
Is this Al, the PR guy?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like,
I don't know him very well. He's around all the time.
The person, I was like, can I get your name, please?
He looks a little bit like the character who played Deep Throat on the X-Files.
We'll give you a call back. I'll let you know, because I had to make sure that this wasn't some troll calling in offering up Kirk Ferentz.
You are tooting your own horn. I just want you to know that.
I know. Right? I know.
You weren't wanting to, and then you were like, the gatekeeper, I had to do it. So you're kind of...
I know Kyle would do the same, because it just seems a little bit too good to be true that somebody with that level of authority would be calling us trying to get on to our airwaves.
This was during the great Ferentz PR campaign of a couple years ago, when they were coming off a not-so-very-good season.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the guy who's hardly ever available to the media,
exactly,
his people were trying to get him on every media outlet in the say, hey, you guys want Kirk Ferentz?
I even had to email Steve Rowe, like, wait, are you
hey,
sure?
Kirk has people. I mean, I want to get to the point in life where I have people.
We'll talk to your people, Todd.
Yeah. I have a person for that. They handle all of my correspondence. Al, again, I don't know him very well, but there's two. There's Al, and then there's another woman, and I don't even know her at all. But Al is the same guy. He was very busy during when the Brian Ferentz fiasco happened in the press box. So he's like a fixer. He's Ferentz's fixer, and that's really what I want. I want a fixer. Although, I don't get in enough trouble to need a fixer. 426, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Iowa baseball talk to come, love it or leave it, and a whole lot more. Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City and 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Back after this.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But, Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, DuPaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all DuPaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through DuPaco's online banking or app. Not a DuPaco member? Join today in branch or online at DuPaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
It took a lot of head scratching, a lot of hums and haws, and what if we tried that? But when you always expect more from the cars you make, like the Honda Fit, that's just what it takes to bring you more innovative features like Magic Seats that give you maximum versatility and 4 seating modes you won't find on a Toyota Yaris. Hurry into your local Honda dealer and test drive the Honda Fit today to see what expecting more gets you.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
See dealer for financing details.
Welcome back in a Friday edition of local programming here on KGY. I'm rolling on along. Can't go any further until we bring you our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Matt Campbell and the Iowa State football program announced some big news today. Senior former walk-on quarterback Kyle Kemp has been granted a 6-year of eligibility by the NCAA. A release from the school explains the extra years based on the totality of circumstances surrounding his transfer from Oregon State and Hutchinson Community College in Kansas. Campbell also announced that Kemp will finish his career on scholarship. The Iowa women would appear to have their swagger back now that they've won 3 in a row following an 80-76 victory over Penn State last night in Iowa City. Megan Gustafson continued her incredible season with 33 points, 14 rebounds, and a career-high 7 assists, while senior Chase Coley was good for a career-best 24. The Rough Riders are going to be traveling around this weekend. They've got a game tonight in Des Moines with the Buccaneers, and follow that with another one on the road tomorrow with the Waterloo Blackhawks. We're going to be hopping off of 107.5 FM, the North Gym, around 5:50 today because we've got a big girl-boy doubleheader between Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Jefferson. The boys' game should be getting started shortly after the conclusion of our show, at which time you'll be able to hear that broadcast on all 3 KGYM frequencies. Looking ahead to tomorrow, you can hear the Cyclone men hosting Trae Young in Oklahoma beginning at noon on the main gym, followed by the women hosting Oklahoma State at 6. We're also going to have the UNI men traveling to Drake at 2:30 on the North and South gym FM frequencies.
Yeah, Drake will be honoring the 2007-2008 NCAA team tomorrow at that game at the Knapp Center. And Mike Mahon, who for years was the sports information director for the Bulldogs, tweeting out something earlier today. I was unaware of this, but that team set the record for Division I basketball teams in the state of Iowa, winning 21-22 straight. Iowa State, UNI, none of those programs have ever had a winning streak the way that the Bulldogs had in 07-08. So they'll be on hand at the Knapp Center, and I'm sure a member of the Tom Davis family will likely be there as well. Plenty more to get to. We're going to talk a little Iowa baseball, though. Coming up next, Dargan Southard of the Iowa City Press-Citizen will be with us.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn $20 every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. One more way to get more done. This tax season, save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or Conventional and an STP oil filter for $24.99 or an STP Extended Life filter for $3 more. Stop in and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Winter Olympic Games in South Korea are now officially underway after the opening ceremony today in Pyeongchang. Athletes from North and South Korea march together in the Parade of Nations. The new-look Cleveland Cavaliers will be shorthanded in Atlanta tonight against the Hawks. Before the trade deadline, Cleveland traded 6 players and added 4 new ones in return, not all of whom will be available tonight. LeBron James talks about playing with new teammates this late in the regular season.
So let's get it going. It is what it is. The front office made changes that they best that they felt fit this franchise, and it's time to go to work. So it is what it is. You know, do we have enough time? Is there this is the time that we have, so let's make the most of it.
Draymond Green of the Warriors now has a league-leading 14 technical fouls. 2 more triggers an automatic 1-game suspension. ESPN's Mark Schlabaugh reports Colorado State doesn't plan to let coach Larry Eustachy come back to the team. Eustachy was put on administrative leave almost a week ago.
Brought to you by JCPenney. There's more to love at JCPenney this Valentine's Day. Come in for great gifts at sweet prices, like fine and fashion jewelry, hard fine jewelry, or a Sephora fragrance sampler. Get in now and find what you love. JCPenney.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Winning at sports and at sports broadcasting means changing things up.
Just like La Quinta Inns and Suites is changing up their look.
A renovated lobby that's so contemporary it even makes Golic look cool.
Yes, it does. And a totally updated fitness center that even has Wingo feeling like a workout.
I'm ripped. Plus, plenty of comfortable spaces to hang out.
Yep, this La Quinta look definitely has a vibe of victory.
So you can just relax, refresh, and get ready for your next big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
I'm so disappointed that you are addressing the Colorado State Larry Eustachy subject on Love It or Leave It in hour number two.
You can
because,
if you want.
Well, I like to sometimes get cute. Some would say too cute with the subject headings for Love It or Leave It. And as you know, many of you know, I have a young son, and we watch a lot of quote-unquote educational television for children. He also loves Law & Order SVU, but he does watch things like the Baby First TV channel that we have. And there's a character on one of the shows, this Baby First TV. It's a parrot, and its name is Vocabulary. And I can't stop giggling in my head thinking about Vocabulary, the parrot who teaches children words, and Larry Eustachy and some of the words that he would be teaching children if he were the talking parrot on that show.
I bet they'd be drastically different.
Yeah, and apparently also making hand gestures too, if you've read the report about. And Larry Eustachy was like, yeah, I did it all, don't care. Gets a second chance, goes to Southern Miss, rebuilds his career, leaves Southern Miss, goes to Colorado State, gets a third chance because they looked at him a couple years ago for some of the same stuff. Yeah, okay, well, not going to change. And let that be a lesson to you. People don't change very often.
We'll get to this, but it's a really bad look to bring in somebody who has a history of doing something and then firing that person for doing something that they had the history of doing.
If you have talent, someone somewhere will give you a second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh. Have I gotten through the entire Keith Olbermann spectrum yet? Or is there an eighth or a ninth? If you have the talent, someone's going to take a shot on you. Some organizations twice. We promised we were going to talk a little Iowa baseball. They had media day yesterday in Iowa City. I saw our good pal Jeff Johnson represented in some of the photos. Zach Mackey was there, as was Dargan Southard of the Iowa City Press-Citizen. He joins us now. The Hawkeyes getting ready to open the season next week in Florida. They lose a lot off of last year's Big Ten Tournament Championship team. How optimistic was Rick Heller yesterday?
Thanks for having me on, guys. Good to be here. Yeah, you know, there's no question that the losses off of last year's team, you know, kind of stand out. Your Nick Gallagher's, your Jake Adams, Mason McCoy's, Ryan Erickson, CJ Eldred. Obviously a lot of big names, but I think the optimism is there. You know, one thing that kind of stood out to me that Rick said was, you know, this could be a team that plays better kind of in the second half of the season where, you know, after they get some of those new pieces going, you know, fit in kind of through the non-conference schedule and then maybe really start to hit its stride come Big Ten play. But no question that a lot of big names off of last year's team are gone, but, you know, the confidence that guys can step up and fill those roles and they have enough depth to do that to, you know, have another good season, I think is certainly there.
How much buzz is Robert Nystrom both getting nationally from writers and also from MLB scouts at this point?
A lot. You know, I think it was Baseball America had him as their Big Ten preseason player of the year. I know D1 Baseball came out with their conference preview today and had him as the number two 2018 draft prospect in the conference. You know, I've seen somewhere, you know, if he has a good season and trends the way that people think he might, he could be, you know, in kind of that fourth, fifth round you know, bracket, so to speak, as you know, an early pick. So, you know, this will kind of be his lineup, so to speak. You know, he'll get a lot of attention that, you know, Adam certainly had last year, and it'll be key for Iowa to find some protection behind him. You know, whether that's Tyler Cropley, You know, whether that's Matt Hoig, you know, guys who, you know, will slide up potentially in that lineup. So, you know, you just don't see a bunch of walks from him. But certainly a lot of buzz, you know, as we get closer here.
We had Rick on the program last week. He talked a little bit about Zach Daniels maybe moving into the starting lineup as far as the pitching rotation goes on the weekends if he's not used as a closer. But did Rick say he had any further inclination as to what the weekend rotation could look like at this point?
Yeah, you know, he said it kind of for the opening weekend, at least the first 2 days. No real surprise that Nick Allgaier will get the ball in the season opener next Friday against Toledo. A guy coming back from TJ who's really been trending toward locking down one of those weekend spots and certainly kind of fits that Friday mold. Saturday will be Cole McDonald against Oakland, guy who had Tommy John before last year and kind of struggled a bit in 2017, but you know, with TJ, it's always, you know, some guys can come back in 10 to 12 months. Some guys need the whole 2 years. It just kind of depends. And I think they really liked what they saw out of him in Taiwan. Obviously, you know, the noteworthy mark there was him throwing the no hitter down there, and they really expect him to kind of bounce back and be more what they projected coming out of high school before surgery. And then Sunday's kind of up in the air right now. You know, I think as the season progresses, Brady Chanuel, the Parkland College transfer, will be in that weekend rotation. He's dealing with a little bit of a rotator cuff issue right now, something they don't feel is too serious, but will kind of force him to get his pitch count up a little more as they go through the first season. So I think the plan is for him to start Sunday and then kind of sit together with some bullpen arms, but if he stays healthy and gets to back to where they think he can be, I expect him to kind of be another solidified piece in that weekend rotation.
Speaking of Tommy John surgery, the Big Ten tournament's most outstanding player, Chris Whalen, tore his UCL earlier in the fall. What is the timetable on his return as far as this season goes?
Kind of a strange deal there with a position player needing Tommy John and towards UCL scout of all times to tear it. But I talked to him yesterday. You know, his rehab has been progressing pretty well. He actually got cleared to hit on Thursday. So, you know, they'll be easing him back, you know, getting him more in the flow of things. He told me he's targeting the UNLV series for a return. I believe that's Barnes 9th through 11th. So kind of the back end of that schedule. But, you know, Rick was quick to tell that players often feel like they can come back to reality. So I think mid-March is the target for him as long as everything progresses well over the next little bit. And that's a bad thing for sure. You know, steady guy atop that lineup last year, getting on base in front of those heavy hitters in the middle there. And they'll certainly need him in full go by the time conference play picks up.
Dargan Suther to the Iowa City Press Citizen joining us, talking Iowa baseball on the heels of Media Day yesterday. When you look at the incoming recruiting class that Rick brought in, is there a guy or two that maybe stands out as somebody that we could see a lot of? Similar to, I know you mentioned Tyler Cropley already last year. Rick had no qualms about dropping him right into the lineup.
Yeah, you know, as far as position players go, it sounds like that Lorenzo, and I think I'm pronouncing his last name correct, Elion. I'm not exactly sure there, but it sounds like he's going to get the first crack at third base. He's a defensive guy that has come a long way, you know, with his defense over the course of the offseason. Sounds like, you know, at least until Whalen comes back, Matt Hoig, who started at third last year, will kind of be a utility guy rotating between some left field, some first base, and DH. So there's one. And then if you look at the freshman class, Rick had the high praise, you know, kind of all the freshman pitchers. But two guys who, you know, seem to be trending towards making, you know, either a midweek start or cracking that rotation on the weekends if some guys falter are Jack Dreyer and Trenton Wallace, actually, from Davenport. Both of those guys, they are building up, you know, they've built up their pitch counts to be starters. And so I think you could see them, as well as the other two freshmen, Cam Bowman and Ben Probst all see some sort of role this season.
I know all the talk is about replacing Jake Adams at first base, but how high on the list is replacing Mason McCoy at shortstop?
I think it's really kind of, I don't want to say underrated replacements that they have to make, because Mason McCoy is obviously a big piece. But, you know, it has slipped a little bit under the radar with everybody focusing on the need to replace Adams. You know, Iowa's had a nice run here of productive shortstops, you know, guys not only having great careers in college, but going on and getting drafted pretty high. And it sounds like Kyle Cole is going to get the first crack at replacing McCoy right off the bat. An ad they had this season, Tanner Wietrich, is kind of still pushing there and keeping that competition strong. But definitely, you know, McCoy's leadership was big last year. Kind of, you know, one of those guys that can keep everybody on the page. And he was so consistent in that two-hole, you know, along with Whalen, getting on base in front of Adams and Nystrom and those guys. So it's a big loss for sure. But, you know, they feel good in what they've seen from Kroll so far. That Rick said yesterday, you know, he's a completely different player than when he was in the spring. Had a good run down there in Taiwan. So, you know, they feel good about that. But certainly a big loss there with McCoy for sure.
Dargan, we appreciate you hopping on with us and looking forward to following along with your coverage of the Iowa baseball team again this season in the Press Citizen. Thanks.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
Again, the Hawkeyes head to Florida next week. Toledo, first up. Our old pal Brent Balbinot does not do baseball games for the University of Toledo. Below his pay grade at this point.
I would volunteer for it at this point. In fact, I volunteer?
Last week, I invited myself on the charter to Las Vegas for the UNLV series.
I'll be Zach Mackey's statistician. I can do that.
We're infringing on Ray Gilmore territory there, I believe.
Backup statistician. I'll help out any way I can. I'll bring coffee. Or you don't even need coffee in Florida.
You always need coffee. I'm just going to go ahead and say that right now. We got the Keurig here.
We do.
And it's been a game changer.
Yes, it has.
I'm way too lazy to brew a pot of coffee, but I'm all about popping that little K-cup in, even though I know it has a horrendous effect on the environment because they're not recyclable. I can look past that in my conscience and sleep well at night knowing that I get my 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day. 319-366-1600. It is something when you look back, you know, among the more improbable things I think I've ever seen covering Iowa athletics as long as I have, not as long as some people, but the Iowa baseball program to be where it was at last year and to win the conference tournament and to have two guys taken in the sixth round within, I think it was 6 picks. I think Jake Adams went first to Houston, and then Mason McCoy went to Baltimore. Adams struggled in the New York Penn League last year. McCoy was an all-star. McCoy's a guy we talked with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom, who thinks he could be a Ben Zobrist-type player in the major leagues if he eventually gets there. I am deciding to sit down now. I want to update the people that think they're listening to a radio show hosted by someone who stands at the microphone the entire time. No, I made it about 45 minutes before I needed to sit down. They've got a tough road ahead of them this year if they're going to do what they did a year ago. I mean, Jake Adams wasn't even supposed to be an Iowa Hawkeye. North Dakota dropped its baseball program, and he needed a place to play, and he wound up in Iowa. I mean, you look back on that rather fortuitous turn of events that led one of the best power hitters the Big Ten has seen in quite some time to land in Iowa City. You go, okay, yeah, acknowledge that for what it was last year, a very special season. I think expectations should be tempered a little bit, but I do like the fact that Rick is talking about this may be a team that plays its better baseball on the back half of the season, because those are the teams you need to worry about when it comes time for the postseason.
Those have been his teams the last 2 years. They've made a run to the Big Ten Tournament Championship game and nearly won it a couple years ago. They finished it off last year. and they seem to always be playing their best baseball come Big Ten tournament time. Now, I tend to agree about expectations, but have you noticed they're a little bit higher this year?
Well, and I get, and that's where people get snake bit, because what they need to do is they need to look at everybody they lost last year. This isn't the basketball team losing Peter Jok. And we found out those chickens came home to roost real quick this year.
Yes, they did.
This is, you're losing Jake Adams, Big Ten MVP. You're losing Mason McCoy, an extremely valuable piece of the offense. You're losing a ton of starting pitching. And again, expectations based off of where teams were last year. But if you're one of those, and I'll say it, probably a bandwagon fan, if you're thinking, oh man, I'm going to hop on right now and enjoy this run. Last year, you got to view last year as a sprint, almost. What they did last year, that's going to be the outlier. If it's not, then Rick is going to earn every single cent of that contract that he finally got from Gary Barta. Well, one wasn't a secret. They were happy about that everybody knew about the Rick Heller contract.
He even said that he wants that type of season to be the outlier. That's the next step that he wants this program to take, the point where they were 3 years ago, where they could go into the Big Ten tournament, not have to win the tournament to get into a regional, which is the position they've been in the last couple years. Now, like you said, it might be a little bit more difficult to do that this year. But yes, the type of run that they've gone on, or at least the type of run they went on last year during that the course of that Big Ten tournament is it's hard to replicate.
Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, who's going to join us here in the studio for the 6 o'clock hour tonight, and I are in a fantasy baseball league, which involves drafting minor league players, and I checked momentarily. We're in the middle of the draft. It lasts much of the offseason.
You take
Jake Adams and Mason McCoy, still available.
You take minor league players in your draft?
This is a pretty deep fantasy league.
I'll say.
I mean, you've got to be a real loser to play this type of fantasy baseball. I mean, a major loser. I'll take the 17-year-old kid who signed out of the Dominican Republic for $1.4 million and won't even be in the United States for 2 years. Laugh now. Laugh now.
I will.
Utah, you know what?
I will laugh
They're
now.
Talking in just, I mean, this will tell you just how sad and pathetic this is. Gleyber Torres, who the Yankees are talking about Torres, their top position prospect. He was out much of last season with Tommy John surgery. He's a shortstop infielder. I don't know what position he'll ultimately settle on at the big league level. But Torres has yet to make his major league debut, and I have had him on my fantasy team in this particular league for the last 4 years.
Was he still in the academy at
that
point?
He had yet to make his U.S. debut at that point. Still kicking
myself.
So
did you get the report from the academy that you're like, you know what, I like what I see out of this 16-year-old kid?
I talked to Mel Kuhn Jr., and he told me...
Talk about a kid, great upside.
Cubs are going to sign him, flip him for Aroldis Chapman.
End up with the Yankees. Next, Derek Jeter.
453, we don't have any openings in this league, otherwise I would invite many of you to play with us. 453, we are going to take a quick timeout. We come back. Kyle's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and then our eagle-eared listeners will recall I said the $50 Hertin and Stocker gift certificate was going to be given away before 5 o'clock tonight. We'll see whether or not I can keep that particular promise after this.
Love is in the air, and at Siebke Hoyt, it's contagious. Because with any Valentine's purchase of $159 or more, you'll get a dozen roses. Now, how is that for romantic? And it all starts with our gorgeous Shy Collection jewelry, handmade in New York City by top designer Shy Diane. Then there's our Ed Levin Collection, another New York City designer that is distinctly alluring. And at Siebke Hoyt, we have so many other perfect jewelry gifts for Valentine's Day, such as diamond studs starting starting at just $99. Silver and diamond necklaces from $55. Diamond bracelets from $495. And of course, the big whopper of all Valentine's gifts, diamond engagement rings from Gabriel & Company in New York. And they start at just $9.95 and will always make your purchase easy with great financing options. Love is in the air at Siebke Hoyt, and we're making it easier and more romantic than ever with roses and beautiful jewelry. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, the place Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
Just check the draft board. Both are still available.
You've had Gleyber Torres since he was 17 years old.
Yeah, I had him before he played for South Bend in the Midwest League.
Year after.
I think he was still in Venezuela.
He would have gotten a driver's license.
At that point. Well, hey, there are baseball fans, and then there are baseball fans, and then there are losers who play really deep dynasty fantasy baseball leagues. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show. The greatest shows are when the host talks way too much about his personal life, and I've made references to vocabulary, the parrot from Baby First TV today, and my sickening fantasy baseball league that I've been in for 8 years now. 319-366-1600. That's the Hertin and Stocker text line. You're going to need that number in just a few minutes to take home a $50 gift certificate from Hertin and Stocker. But first, we're going to make you sit through a sales pitch. No. We're going to make you sit through a big board update, Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
Matt Campbell and the Iowa State football program announced some big news today. Senior former walk-on quarterback Kyle Kemp has been granted a six-year of eligibility by the NCAA. A release from the school explains the extra years based on the totality of circumstances surrounding his transfer from Oregon State and Hutchinson Community College in Kansas. Campbell also announced that Kemp will finish his career on scholarship. The Iowa women would appear to have their swagger back now that they've won three in a row following an 80-76 victory over Penn State last night in Iowa City. Megan Gustafson continued her downright incredible season with 33 points, 14 rebounds, and a career-high 7 assists, while senior Chase Coley was good for a career-best 24 points. The Rough Riders are going to be traveling around this weekend. They've got a game tonight in Des Moines with the Buccaneers, and follow that with another one on the road tomorrow with the Waterloo Blackhawks. We're going to be hopping off of 107.5 FM, the North Gym, around 5:50 today because we've got a big girl-boy doubleheader between Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Jefferson. The boys game should be getting started shortly after the conclusion of our show, at which time you'll be able to hear that broadcast on all three KGYM frequencies. Looking ahead to tomorrow, you can hear the Cyclone Men hosting Trae Young in Oklahoma beginning at noon on the main gym, followed by the women hosting Oklahoma State at 6. We're also going to have UNI traveling to Drake at 2:30 on the North and South Gym FM frequencies.
That is going to do it for hour number one, but first, yes, I can occasionally keep a promise, despite what some people who live under my roof may tell you. 319-366-1600. I don't break all of them, just most of them. Caller number six, you're going to take home a $50 gift certificate to Hertin & Stocker Jewelers right now. 319-366-1600. Remember Valentine's Day right around the corner. So is Love It or Leave It, back after this.
If you're still looking for the perfect Valentine's gift that's going to check all the boxes, you have to visit 1-800-Flowers.com. With beautiful bouquets and deals to match, winning Valentine's is easy with 1-800-Flowers. Right now, when you order early, you can get 18 red roses for only $29.99, or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. 18 red roses for $29.99, or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 18 red roses for only $29.99, or upgrade to 24 red roses for just $10 more. It's the perfect reward for thinking ahead. Valentine's is only 5 days away, so take advantage now. Make sure you lock in this offer. Only good while supplies last. To order 18 red roses for $29.99, or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter the code WILL. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your